Well, let's talk about House Bill 2. That's been a huge issue in the state since it was passed. The NBA announced that it was moving the All-Star game from Charlotte. There's been a number of economic repercussions from that bill. Let's separate the economic harm from it. Where would you stand on the bill itself without the impact that it's having? I realize it's really impossible to separate what's happening with the economics, but we'll talk about that separately.
Well, this was a prime example of bad politics. No other way to say it. We were called down to Raleigh March 23rd. I'm on the Judiciary 4 Committee that first heard the bill. It's a kind of an unwritten rule that all bills should be online the night before so we can read them. This bill is not online. I was standing next to Representative Dan Bishop, and I sort of grumped to him. I said, you know, Dan, where is this bill? I didn't realize that he was probably the primary author of it, and he made some excuse. We got the bill at 10 o'clock. We had to beg the chairman of the Judiciary 4 Committee, please give us 5 minutes to read it, which he granted. We read it. The room was full of media, as you might imagine. It was full of people wanting to speak on both sides of it. It was very complicated to read. It was very legal, and we had a short debate. We heard from people there in the room. I voted against it in committee. I felt like, in the very least, the process was broken. This was no way to pass major legislation, not allowing voters and journalists to have a look at it. Went to the House floor, went to the Senate. Governor signed it that night. Very bad way to do bills. And to be honest, I voted against it. There's risk in that. There were many people on my side that said, you know, this bill, all it really is a trap. It's a way to get the voters out in November. Be careful, be careful. And I said, I'm sorry. You know, I'm 67 years old. You know, send me back home. I'm trying to do the right thing here. Mm-hmm. This bill is discriminatory. Every day we say the Pledge of Allegiance with liberty and justice for all. I think that is, to me, the greatest gift we as in America have. And I just say, I can't vote for this thing. In the end, it turned out to be so many of the corporations, especially the tech corporations, that said, you know, we can't bring our people to North Carolina if you're passing legislation like this. So when you travel now and you say where you're from, you know, inevitably this bill comes up, and it's a shame because we're a better state than that.
So you're saying, like, when you first voted against the bill, you had to worry, was this going to harm you in some way by voting against it? Because I guess, you know, you're in a pretty 50-50 district. And all right, so are you saying the bill was sort of designed, you called it a trap, a sort of designed to make you vote on something that would have made you look bad? Or
yeah, I mean, this is a bill. It has perfect advertising possibilities of, you know, scary looking men. And of course, I also wrote an editorial right after I voted. I said why I voted against HB2. My first sentence, I think, was it's not really about the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It was about the other discriminatory language that I think the bill designers hoped that the bathroom thing would, people wouldn't look beyond that. And, you know, it was an easy thing to kind of talk about. And you still hear common sense, but it's anything but common sense, the way that bill was written. And I'm just hoping with a good election in November that we can repeal the whole darn thing and begin to bring North Carolina back in the eyes of the world as a progressive southern state.
And let's say Roy Cooper wins the governorship, and I guess it's expected that Democrats would not then take the House or the Senate, but they may gain seats. Do you see it as a possibility that HB2 could be repealed with those types of numbers? I mean, is there enough Republican opposition to HB2 that you've heard, maybe anecdotally, on the House floor?
I think it's going to be very, very hard, because I haven't heard anecdotally of any Republican who would vote to repeal it. But there may be some out there. So I think even to introduce a bill to repeal and then to have it pass, you would probably need more Democrats in both the House and the Senate. We are hoping this go around to have at least 4 or 5 more Democrats in the House, which will at least allow us to sustain a veto if Governor Cooper, if he's elected, could wield as a governor. So that's our hope.
Mm-hmm.